Dollar Vig.
Log Talk Radio.
76 now, 47 knockouts. Pound for pound, number one, Charlie Villanueva. Greatest of all time. Yeah. That's right. 23 victories last year. And I started this year with 4 wins in January, 4 wins in a month. And then I won at the end of the very end of last month, February 27th. I beat Jacob in one of my greatest boxing wins ever, period. If not the greatest, but definitely one of the greatest. And like I said, it's hard to label my best win because I got so many great wins. And, beat everybody, man. No, I'm just, I'm going to Ukraine to see my wife in 3 weeks, about 3.5 weeks. I actually get off probation earlier than I thought, so, yeah, April, so that. I'm going to see her. I can't get my plane ticket yet because by law, I gotta get my passport as soon as I get it. So, that's it. That same day, I'm a leaf. And I've beaten everybody's ass, and I proved you delusional haters wrong. And I got some bad news for you motherfuckers, man. Don't think because I'm getting, because I got married and because I'm going to, live with a girl now and shit like that, don't think that I'm leaving boxing, because that's not going to happen anytime soon. I'm going to continue humiliating you son of bitches. On YouTube, I'm going to continue beating the shit out of heavyweight fighters, boxers, kickboxers, MMA. Listen, you bitches know the drill by now. I don't even have to repeat it to you. You fucking delusional haters that support mainstream boxing, you people are sick in the head, man. Mainstream boxing is a show. How many times do I have to repeat it? It is not legit. It's not. These guys suck, and I'm telling you. Mayweather Sr. knocked out. They were giving an excuse when I beat Mayweather Sr. He was old, okay, but I beat Deontay Wilder by TKO, man. I hit Wilder with a left hook. I'm going to play that fight right here. Yeah, Deontay Wilder is not old. He's what, 29? You hear that snap? That's me snapping Deontay Wilder's jaw, man. Yeah, I think that a one-punch TKO versus, I don't think, I know that a one-punch TKO versus Deontay Wilder is far more impressive than anything Mayweather Pacquiao could ever do. You got two fucking midgets. Like, the people, what is the big deal about that fight? Even if it was, it's fixed, but let's say it's real. Let's say they're really going to try to beat each other's ass. Who cares, man? But both of these motherfuckers, they're not shit. They would get killed by Gilles Law. They would get killed by Deontay Wilder. They would get killed by Derek the Giant. All the heavyweights that I've beaten on video would knock out Mayweather and Pacquiao, man. You fucking retard haters, man. Look. All these dislikes, and I'm beating the shit out of my opposition. People are sick, man. No, seriously, like the way I hit all my opponents. All you fucking froze. Let me hit you like that, man. Yeah, you're not going to be able to dislike anything. You're not going to be able to comment on anything. You're going to be in a hospital with a fucking tube in your fucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, man. That power that I have, that speed that I have, it's God-given, man. God gave it to me, not you. That's why people are jealous. You're jealous because I'm the best boxer in the world. I got my skills are superior to any fighter you've ever watched on TV. My wife's the hottest girl ever. And you people don't have that. You don't have anything close to that. You don't have anything. It's just not a debate. Charlie Z, number one pound for pound. Yeah, I mean, basically, like, on the real, after what I did, it's once in a lifetime. You know, a boxer that defeated everybody. I mean, I beat mainstream boxers. I beat underground boxers. I beat kickboxers. I beat mainstream MMA fighters from the TV jails of all. I mean, I saw Chuck Liddell. I punched Chuck Liddell. That's UFC bullshit. I punched Chuck Liddell in real life. I punched Deontay Wilder in the jaw in real life. I knocked out Floyd Mayweather Sr. in real life on video, the whole world seen. That UFC TV fighter, that guy was, you know, he was not old. You know, the dude was clearly trying, doing his best to beat me. He was throwing his, I'm not going to say bombs because he doesn't have bombs. He's not a hard hitter, you know what I'm saying? He's a mainstream TV bitch, man. None of them have power. But he was throwing his best punches, and I still beat the shit out of him. He luckily landed a hook, and nothing happened. And I just fucking crushed him. He bear hugged me, and then I hit him over and over. Like, I hit him once, twice, three, four, five, and fucking, well, total, I landed 12 punches on his head. 10 in a row, though. 10 in a row. The EFC bitch. The EFC TV fighter that I beat. Yeah, him. I destroyed that guy. You know what I'm saying? That was one of my best wins. Hell, I didn't have to fight for a while after that. And the very 5 minutes later, I fucking TKO somebody. And then the next month, I beat Jacob. You know, and the win versus Jacob, it was just flawless. It was like, I mean, come on. He couldn't even hit me, man. I hit him 8 times. He only had one lucky punch, one lucky jab. What happened to him after he landed that jab? He got stopped brutally. Left hook to his face. And he quit on video. You know what I'm saying? I'm the greatest. Number one. Number one pound count of all time. And Deontay Wilder, I would definitely want to rematch him. I mean, again, I beat him by TKO and by DQ, but the thing is, in the first fight, it was clear who won. But the second fight, I won both fights officially. Come on. I'm undefeated. But I'm saying, because of that knockdown that he scored, all this controversy, false controversy, that he's saying that he knocked me out. Dude, he got knocked out on his feet, man. When I hit him, I mean, I'm watching it right now. His feet gave out, man. Yeah, see, he's walking all cocky in the ring. Oh, he gets clocked, boom. He's never been hit with that kind of power. He was confused. Deontay was confused, like, what the fuck? Like, how does this 160-pounder hit so fucking hard? You know what I mean? That was not even my best hit. Motherfucker was gone, man. Look at that ball, man. I mean, your head flies like 10 feet away, man. I mean, you can't deny that this idiot said I didn't touch him. Deontay Wilder is delusional. Literally, no, he is. I'm not joking. I mean, the guy has a mental problem. I mean, after I fucked him up, even I admitted, like, you know, the second fight that I won, you know, by DQ, yeah, he caught me with some lucky slaps. He landed lucky, but at least I admitted that I got hit. He got hit and TKO'd. It's on video. He doesn't have to admit it. It just looks foolish that he denies reality. You know what I'm saying? Just clown to Sean, man. I beat the shit out of him. I hit him in the head so hard his head snapped at his fucking own gym. Where I beat Derek the Giant. When I beat Derek the Giant. And I beat Derek the Giant. And I beat the Giant. And I beat Wilder. You know what I'm saying? And again, and I beat Joe Zavala. And I beat Gonzalez. Let's not forget the victory when I beat Gonzalez. That was one of my best wins. And Gonzalez is very underrated. Everybody talks about, you know, all these other wins I have against, you know, Wilder, Derek, and everything, but Gonzalez is 260 pounds, power puncher, and, you know, the guy with the hoodie that said Gonzalez on his hoodie, on his back, and that dude is underrated. That dude knows how to fight. He's a big, strong motherfucker. I crushed him, man. Those right hooks that I was connecting, man, that shit was fucking incredible power, man. And that's actually when I broke my finger, because I hit him so hard that my finger broke. And I continued fighting, man. I continued fighting, even though 70-0 wasn't, you know, it's a great record. I'm 76-0 right now. 70-0 at the time when I beat Gonzalez. that's a phenomenal record. But I continued on. What was the same month? 3 weeks later, I'd go and beat the shit out of an MMA fighter. Remember when he punched me, I held him in the wrestling, and then I pushed him off, and I punched him in the face, and the guy quit. That's what I'm saying. 72, Southpaw Cell, just like that bald black guy, that fast-ass motherfucker. That dude was fucking putting Mayweather Jr. to sleep, huh? Yeah, he saw it at the time. I outboxed that guy. And, 73, the very next day, I'd be a jiu-jitsu fighter. And one of my best boxing performances of all time, a performance that ranks up there with the win versus Derek the Giant, Joe Zavala, you know. Maybe not as good as them because they were bigger and stronger than him, but he was a good opponent. I snapped his jaw, I beat his ass, I just embarrassed him. And then 74, I beat that EFC fighter, the one that bear hugged me, and I hit him on the head 10 times. And at 75, right after I snapped the jaw of a black gangbanger on the street. At 76, my latest and greatest win, man. My last win, when I beat Jacob by TKO. And here I am, 76-0, still undefeated, still a champion. And I have yet to lose, and I'm never going to lose. Because I'm unbeatable. Undefeated. Undeniable. Charlie's on the greatest of all time. Anybody that says otherwise, hey, there's a ring, there's a gym, there's boxing gloves. Put them on, and I'll put you out. That's simple. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that tries to deny my stature, there's no need to argue on the internet. There's no need to exchange any words. You know, let's just exchange some punches, and you're going to be on the receiving end of a lot of power, power that you've never, you know, faced, never felt, never imagined power like that existed on this planet that I hold in both my arms. You understand I'm winning fights with a broken finger? Yeah, that right there is legendary. That's something that no fighter in history, I mean, and the thing is, it's the right middle finger. That's a, you know what I mean? It's when I broke all of his jaw, my pinky finger. Yeah, my pinky finger. Look, you need all your fingers to be healed, but pinky finger is not as serious as middle finger. You know, because when I punch, it hurts. You know what I'm saying? And with that, the right hand that I hit, EFC clown. The TV fighter that I beat down, yeah, that I hit him 10 times in the head. Yeah, that was the right hand. And on my right hand, I have my broken finger. Do you understand what the fucked up hand I beat him? Yeah, so I'm literally going into these fights winning one-sided with a broken finger, but I'm risking my own health because it can get worse. You know, I punched Jacob, I was smashing him with that left hook. No, I was hitting him with that left. But I'm saying, if I hit a motherfucker so hard with that right, I don't want to injure my finger worse, man. Because it was getting better, but then once I fought, this is it. And got back to worse. And I'm not letting it heal. Now I am, because you know, I haven't fought in like 2 weeks. I'd need about 3 to 4 months off for this shit to heal, and then look, my performances are phenomenal. It's unbelievable, but I'm so strong and fast that even a broken finger is not affecting my performance. It's not that. It's just I want this shit to heal. You understand? Yeah, I'm beating everybody the same, whether it's broken or healed. But you get what I'm saying? I don't want to live with a broken fucking finger. This shit needs to heal. For it to heal, I cannot compete for at least 3 to 4 months, and I'm going to Ukraine and be with my wife. And yeah, I'm not going to get bored over there with a woman that beautiful, man. Come on. When me and her going to bed, Yeah, she wants a kid from me. She wants to get pregnant. Yeah, so now I'm gonna have, you know, boxing ain't gonna be my only responsibility. My responsibility is gonna be my wife and future kids. Now, 1 second, intermission. Charlie's the pound for pound greatest. And I was this. UndergroundBoxingFederation.web.com. All 76 wins on file. Everything. Everything. Last 3 wins, all TKO1. I'm telling you right now how many TV fighters I beat. Alright, let's see. Akeem Akinbaud, he fought under that. But look, Akeem is more underground. We all know that. He crossed over to the UBS. It's kind of crazy, but Akeem, he's had a lot of wins down in Nigeria. But he's most known and famous for his losses, not his wins. His losses to Charlie Zell. Seriously. Yeah, well, people know Akeem because he lost to me. He fought under that fake Golden Boy shit. Akeem, he found out the mainstream was all bullshit. He crossed over to the underground. Went to distance. Yeah, but he went to distance with a 2010 Charlie Zell. Come on, I was 7-0. 6-0 going into to the rematch versus Akeem. That was one of my best wins, man. When I outboxed Akeem Akinbaud in the second fight, I mean, hell, even at that time, I was better than him with a junior, man. I was just being sold short. Now everybody knows I'm the best. But I'm just saying, man, that boxing skill I showed that fight, man, that was incredible, man. I just put my hands down, and I was just jabbing him, hitting my wells. That hook in the end, I was just like, fuck. The way I timed him, he rushed me, and then I just go, bomb, right in his fucking face. See, Akeem won. See here. Derek Harmon, too. When they was senior 3. Chuck Liddell 4, but I beat Liddell on forfeit. I got his face. He didn't want to fight 4. Michael Barsky 5. That clown was on TV. He was shitty ass fighter with Glasgow 5. Oh man, Michael Barsky, I knocked him out cold. Left to the jaw and then a right to the jaw, man. I put him to sleep. No, he was asleep against the van. Remember? Yeah, we boxed on the street. The belt was right there because I called Tiger's dumbass, this idiot Tiger. I asked him, I'm like, yo, let me knock out Labarsky in your gym. He's like, no, I don't want to allow any fights in the gym. And I was like, fuck, I need to knock this guy out somewhere, you know. If I'm not going to get a gym's authority, then we're going to go under my authority. And we squared up right on the street, right next to my garage. Literally, the guy came to my house, right outside my house. I knocked him out. Michael Barsky. It was a vendetta I had to settle, you know. It had nothing to do with how bad of a boxer he is. It just, just like when I knocked out Olegan when I beat up Chris Cood. But the thing is, this victory tops both of the could victories because, well, this guy, I knew him, you know. Thing is, when I started boxing, I used to spar with him, I used to beat his ass, and he always sold me short, and it was a step back, you know, me being the GOAT and him being one of the worst boxers out there, But it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't about that. It was just about me physically hurting him, because it wasn't about boxing or about who the best is, and you know what I mean, like what. It's not about that. It's just, okay, I'm number one pound for pound, but I beat Deontay Wilder, I beat Derek the Giant, I beat the top opponents. But he's not. Michael Barsky was not a top opponent. In his mind, he is. He thinks he's a fucking great fighter, but he's not. I knocked him out in seconds. As soon as I hit him, the first punch knocked him out. I didn't even. I hit him with the left and then the right, but I didn't have to throw the right. The left already knocked him out. He was already. I hit him while he was knocked out, meaning I could have killed him. You understand? Because the van, there was a van. I knocked him out, hit him with the left, and his feet get out, his head goes down, and he just, like, falls back, and the van holds him up from falling. So, what, do you understand? If it weren't for the van, he would have been on the floor, on the pavement, laying on the floor. But since the van was holding him up, and I'm just like, man, I hate this motherfucker so much. He's talked so much shit. I hated this son of a bitch for a decade. You know, I got to give him another one. Here comes the right hand. Right hand right to the jaw. Michael Barsky's head nearly flew off. You hear that, haters? He was a real-life hater. Yeah, he did a lot of shit talking. He was a real-life hater, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and I nearly killed him. And I was drunk, too. He came in sober. I was drunk. I drank a lot of alcohol when I knocked him out. I think it's for the better, because if I was sober, I think the hits would have caused more impact, and it's not worth going to prison for Michael Barsky, a delusional TV boxer. He thinks he's a fucking champion, and it's not worth going to life in prison for that clown. I'm beating is an understatement. Let's put it like that. More like an execution. And it was a day that I've waited for a long time. Long, long time. I mean, even when I established myself by beating guys like Teardrop, Musclehead, and beating guys like Derek the Giant, you know, I still always thought to myself, like, I know this will be a step back, but it will be such a great moral victory that at the same time it wouldn't really be a skip. Yeah, it was a step back, because he's a lesser fighter than Derek, than Wilder, than, you know what I'm saying, than Southpaw Sales, and even the UFC guy, than Jacob. He's not as good as these guys, obviously. Michael Barsky, he sucks. He's nothing. But again, it was a moral victory. And, yeah, knocking him out, it felt great. That left hook I hit him with, it was so fast, it was just bomb. And then the right hook, like I said, it was one of the greatest knockouts I've ever scored. Right after that, I knocked out a big, huge heavyweight rapper, left hook. Then I knocked out the Armenian, then the Aryan brother. The British boxer, I think he was also a TV fighter. But I'm not sure. It doesn't matter that they all get beat. Deontay Wilder, 6. Jules Wall, 7. That's another TV fighter I demolished. Eight, UFC fighter. Yeah, man, I beat, that's what I'm saying. All these TV guys, man, they all got their ass beat by me, man. Yeah, so you forums, man, that talk shit about me. What now, man? What now? You saw the fight versus Jacob? You saw that left hook in the end? You bitches felt that shit? Yeah, hey, before I head out to Ukraine, man, post some replays of that fight. That's the thing. Like, I haven't posted replays of it because, I mean, the fight's on YouTube, man. You can see, you can replay, you can watch it over and over again, man. Me beating the fuck out of you. Crush that motherfucker, man. Look at the way I started the fight, man. That left hook to the face. Boom. On my Facebook picture, screenshot of me landing that punch. And then in the end, look at how I ended the fight. Left hook to the face. And right in the eye. I hit him. The motherfucker quit.
That's how he's going out for best, man.
Yeah, okay, because I'm hands down the best boxer in the world doesn't mean other fighters shouldn't get credit. No, it doesn't mean that. Other fighters should get credit. Underground fighters, not mainstream fighters. Mainstream fighters are fucked. Real fighters don't fight once or twice or three times a year. That's too little. You need to fight at least 10, 12, 13, 14 times a year if you're a real fighter. I won 23 fights last year. In 2013, 15. Okay, this year is a little different. This year I'm going to a different country to meet my wife, and I already have 5 victories. And it's barely the beginning of the year. So we're in March, and I already have 5 fucking victories. See, I knew that I was going to meet her. So I was like, I gotta smash everybody. I gotta beat him, and him. And I did. 4 wins in a month, man. But no, I'll get to 80 now. 85 now. Maybe even 90 now when the year ends. It all depends on how long I stay in Ukraine. If it's a few months, then this is it. As soon as I'm back, the winning streak continues. As soon as I'm back, so I found a great gym, new gym, and, where I beat Jacob. Let me tell you something, there's a lot of opponents out there. A lot of opponents. The second I came in there, literally, in a minute, I got a fight. These other gyms, man, the guy is afraid. I had to come up to, 20 people and be like, yo, man, you want a box? You want a box? I got a belt right here, man. World champion, man. I beat Deontay Wilder. Undefeated, undisputed, man. Official, legit. You're about to... Let's go fight, and you're gonna see what caliber of a champion I am. Nobody wanna fight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, when I beat Jill's Wall and that other TV fighter, that felt great, man. Two mainstream motherfuckers, man. Destroyed both of them. Both one-sided wins. The Jill's Wall are more one-sided because he didn't land a single punch. Yeah, Jules Vaught would knock out Klitschko if he connected flush. Klitschko sucks. Yeah, and I'd beat Jules Vaught. The motherfucker threw 3 hooks at me and missed all 3, and I countered him with 3 jabs. 032, 034, 037. Charlie's the best. Your haters. Let me tell you something. Your haters need help, man. And I hit Jacob. You quit. What?
I'm gonna stop right now.
He got it. Ah! You fucking delusional hater! You fucking retard! But now, what can you say? Hey, that fight's going to be on YouTube forever, man. You can't say shit. You can talk. No, you can talk all. Actually, you can talk all the shit you want. But that fight, when I beat the EFC guy, when I hit him in the head 10 times, man, like a matter of seconds. You see how fast that shit was? Man, I had to slow motion that shit to count how many punches I hit him with. Because when you actually watch the fight, it's so quick, it's hard to count. Yeah, you can see that I'm hitting him with repetitive punches, like, bah, 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 bah. But to count and give an exact number, it's difficult because I'm so fucking fast, man. Mom, watch my fight against Derek Tajani, man. Lightning hand speed, man. That fucking clown, Muhammad Ali, he's never, ever beaten a heavyweight as big, as strong as Derek Tajani, and he's never looked as flashy as I did. Never. That jab, that ring generalship, that power that I was hitting Derek with would knock out Deontay Wilder. Okay, those hits that Derek was taking, I hit Wilder with one of them hits. Wilder got TKO'd. Wilder ain't got no chin, man. he has no chin. That's why he doesn't want a rematch, man. Because the Alabama glass chin knows that he would get knocked the fuck out. He would lose again, but this time he would get KO'd cold. In the ring, I got the better of him. And the whole world knows it. And all you mainstream pussies, you know that I'd be Wilder. I don't care what you write on Google, man. The video speaks for itself. I beat him. I beat that motherfucker, man. He got disqualified in the second fight. The fight in the ring, the left hook to the jaw. Deontay was done, man. That was it for him, man. Fucking ropes held him from being knocked out, man. The ropes. Box right. People have no credibility whatsoever, man. You people talk shit about me. It's not even that. You sold me short, like to the point where... How do you look now? Honestly, I'm 76 and 0, man. I reached 76 wins without losing. Fuck, man. I mean, like, what are you going to do when I get to 100 and 0? Or even beyond that? What if I have more than 100 wins? I mean, like, what if I... Okay, like, yeah, I'll retire temporarily when I get to 100 and 0. But what if I decide to come back? And I get the 101, 102, 103, 104, 105. And what if I just continue doing what I'm doing now? Just continue winning and winning and winning and winning. And well, what are you people going to do then? You know what I'm saying? Seriously, the rate I'm going at, I'm going to wipe mainstream boxing out completely. And that stuff, it just should not be there. You understand? All this ESPN boxing fake shit, HBO, Showtime, it's a dead air. All what these people need to do, they need to shut down. And I mean it. No, literally, they need to fucking, their shit needs to be amputated off national television. That's it. This stuff, these mainstream boxing people, they disregard as the GOAT. You understand? I was never supposed to be a part of them, but come on, these people, they're supporting it. They're talking about paid professional actors like Chuck Liddell, right? The UFC hyped him up. UFC legend. Fucking legend, Bob. What legend? I've seen this guy in real life. I knuckled up. I challenged him. I said, dude, I'll fuck you up. You're nothing, man. Like he even told Ellie Sagback, yeah, that guy said something. Yeah, but do you know what I said? I said, all your TV stuff is bullshit. I'm the best. I told him in a threatening way. Coming up to him, I wanted to fight Liddell on the spot. He picked up his arm and said, hey, he picked up his hand, so I won't hit him. Legends don't do that, you understand? He's not a legend. You haters are fucking sick, and it's just like, man, it just pisses me off how you people are so deranged that you fucking believe in this bullshit. These paid professional actors. These guys are fucking terrible. They're an embarrassment. I embarrass Chuck Liddell. I embarrass Deontay Wilder. I mean, come on. He calls himself a real champion to get beat with one punch. Your homeboy got one-shotted, man. He got one-shotted in the ring, man. By a 160-pounder. Charlie Zelenoff, the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I contacted Deontay's cameraman there. This is it's done. I'm not going to contact Wilder anymore. It is done. He knows my number. He wants to get fucked up again. But he knows what to do. Give me a call. He doesn't want to fight. That left hook that I hit him with, yeah, he'd rather pass. That's what Deontay Wilder's legacy is going to be. He's going to be remembered for being punched by Charlie Zelenoff in the ring and flying away like a fucking clown. That is what he's going to be remembered for. It does not matter what he does on the national television bullshit, what bum he fights, what it did. It's not, like I said, his legacy is Charlie Zelenoff punching him in the face, TKOing him with one hit. That's what Deontay Wilder's going to be remembered for. You understand? Yeah, my fight with Kevin Lucas, 7 uppercuts. I hit Kevin Lucas 4 times in the head in 1 second. Come on, man. I'm the greatest, man. Oh, yeah, when I come back from Ukraine in about 2-3 months, or however long it takes. Maybe sooner, maybe later, whatever, but I'll obviously be back. I'm not going to live there, you know. When I come back, I'm going to make it 77. 77 is going to be legendary. You know, 78, 79, 80, it's, I'm going to do it. I'm definitely going to do it. Yeah, next year, if it weren't for the trip to Ukraine, I would have got to 100 now this year. But I'll definitely get there, man. 24 more wins. I scored 23 in 1 year, so 100 now is guaranteed. Charlie's the best.